She had the deed to the house with her. You see, I don't know what she's planning to do.
It was totally my fault. I shouldn't have taken her to see Mehran.
Could Mehran sell the house without the owner?
Nah, he's a con man. I told Bita not to go to him again.
Said, you shouldn't leave Bita on her own with all this going on.
I haven't left her on her own. If she'd stop being selfish, she would see that my whole family are busy trying to solve her problem.
What about your relationship? Tell me, you do know she cares for you, don't you?
But I don't.
But she did what she did for her father's sake.
Please, even Bita doesn't believe that excuse, let alone me.
You mean you want to leave her?
Come on, I'm surprised at you, Nagme. How can you expect me to overlook what Bita has done?
But you know she regrets it.
That's good for her. If it was an ordinary friendship of a few days, I'd accept that, huh? It'd be possible. But the thing is that I saw Bita as my partner in life. The one I'd be with through thick and thin. The one I'd do anything for. Look, Nagme, I've forgiven Bita, but I really don't care for her anymore. Tell her I'll get the money together by tomorrow so she doesn't need to get herself in any more trouble. Goodbye.
Stand still, Hajreza. Would you come and stand here? I want to take a picture. Saeed, you too. This picture will be a keepsake. Nima, come on, stand here. Are you ready? Ready? Everyone, smile. Come on, smile. Right, three, two. Wait. Three, two. And one. Believe me, Mashrahim, that's a good
yes,
one.
Yes, right.
Dear guests, let's clap for the health of the bride and the groom.
Oh, yay. Congratulations. Work. Yes, very
great,
good.
Great.
Oh, hey, one
now
second.
Please, everybody,
me.
Help yourselves.
Excuse me.
Layla, here you are.
I have to take so this. Please, excited. Help yourself.
Go on and eat.
Let's
come
eat.
On.
Come on.
She looks so wonderful.
Hello.
I can't believe you
can't wait to eat. It's my turn.
Guess yes, yes. You're talking to him.
You too.
How are you?
Now, go ahead. You can have some.
Thank you. What happened? Did you find out about the shop?
Thank you. Do you want something to drink?
And?
Wow. After you. Everybody's eating?
Really?
Looks good, doesn't it?
Alrighty then. Thank you very much.
It's delicious. Who made
this? It's very kind of you. Goodbye, thank you.
Sit down. Now go over there.
Who was it?
There you go, miss.
What's upset you?
Oh, it's good.
More of Mehran's fraudulence.
No, thank you. I've had enough.
There wasn't a shop to start with. Mehran has duped Saeed and Sasan as well.
Layla, ma'am. Haji, come and have dinner. It's getting cold, please.
Okay.
Come on.
Have a look at my brother. Ever since Layla has come into his life, he doesn't have a pain in his neck.
Thank God. Well, he's taking his pills regularly, too.
Yes. He's a great relief. Azir, I wish Farad was here. Don't you want to help him?
He doesn't want help from anyone.
Sometimes you have to let your guard down for your own spouse. It's all right.
Farhad is far more selfish than you think.
Especially for a selfish husband who is standing on the edge of a cliff.
He has to realize what he's done himself.
But he knows he's made many mistakes.
You think that because you're so good-hearted yourself, brother.
You wouldn't think that or say that if you've been there or seen him talking about Hussein.
So what do you think I should do about it?
Mauzir, now is the time for you to save him. Yes, you can. Call him. Tell him you're not happy with him committing sin for your sake.
You actually mean to say you think that he did all of this for me? That I asked him to do it?
Mauzir, look, I know you inside out. But Farad's excuse is you and your happiness. He's so proud, he won't own up to his own mistakes. He's waiting for you to ask him back. You must ask him. Beg him to come back to you.
We're all here. You're the only one that's missing.
I wish you were here.
When nothing a person says seems to work, the only thing he can do is go off and sulk.
I left you because I didn't want to watch you destroy yourself. It was all my fault. My mistake. You did it all to make me happy. Like many others who commit sin for their family's sake.
I know you didn't mean to harm anyone. But I want the old, good Farhad back.
If I don't come back to that house, it's because it's not mine.
Come back. I'm waiting for you.
I saw Said today. He said he's got the blood money together. Can you believe it? You know you must call him right now and thank him. He told me he'd forgive him. He told me himself. He just needs more time. It's understandable. You have to show him you've changed. You have to show him you'll never make the same mistakes again.
Will you please stop going to Said begging for love and affection from him? I'm dead to Said. Can you understand that?
You're wrong, Beta. He still cares. If he didn't, he wouldn't be going to so much trouble to get the blood money for you.
Call him and tell him that Beta can sort out her own problems. I don't need charity.
I don't understand. What are you talking about?
As I said, I don't need any help, so stop. Nagme, I'm sick of all your sympathy and concern, too.
Come on, Beta.
Just please get out.
Hello?
Hello. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Look, I heard something from Said about the shop. I've come here to ask Mohsin if it's true or not.
Mohsin's not here at the moment.
Said said there never was a shop. It looks like Mehran has conned us all.
Mohsin has spoken to the head of the mall. It would really seem like it.
Look, I have to go after him.
No, you mustn't do that. You should leave it to the law.
The law can do its part. And I'll do my part. I wanted to own up to something, and I know it's not for my own good.
What do you want to tell me?
I was involved in the theft here, and I'll confess to it. Anywhere and any time you want. Look, I'll tell you what, you can call the police yourself.
It's not necessary. Wait a second, please. Hi. Hello, Mohsin? Sasan's here. He's found out about Mehran's scam concerning the shop. I wanted you to speak to him yourself. Hang on. Looks like he's gone. You don't think he'll go after Mehran?
Hello, Said. How are you? I want to go after Mehran. Let's put it this way, I have something to settle with him. I'm coming to pick you up. Goodbye.
Who's here? Hello there, Mohsin.
Hello. Sasan's found out he's been conned. He's coming after you.
Ah, so you've come here sooner to let me know and watch me shake in my shoes.
You have to give Said his money back.
Money? What money exactly?
It's gone beyond playing games and denying everything.
You've remarried, expenses have gone up, you've come to cash in on your son's earnings, huh?
I've come here to reduce your list of crimes.
You mean I've committed a crime?
Oh, you name it, all sorts of crimes you've done. Selling someone else's shop to a number of people. including deed fraud, as well as check fraud, and getting your thugs to go to Layla's. Do you remember that? Do you want to hear more? Should I continue? Sasan gave us the rundown.
Oh, so now you're everyone's spokesman. Haji, I have a suggestion for you. Why don't you take your wife away for a few days on a honeymoon? Go out, get some fresh air, it'll help you think straight.
I'll get to that later. If you finally pay the kids back, then I won't file a complaint. Get air.
The office is closed today. You can all go. Tell Shakiba to come to my room.
Hello, sir. What's happened?
Something important has come up. I have to go out of town. You go and don't come back until I call you.
Farhad came here while you were out, sir.
What's this?
He gave me the car keys and said he'd put the car in the parking lot.
That was for opening your big mouth. You slacker, get out of here. Go away, get lost!
What? Talk a little slower so I can understand what you're saying. What happened to Mohsen? He's in the hospital? Oh, what are we gonna do now?
What's happened, Yavar?
It's nothing, ma'am. You shouldn't upset yourself.
Well, tell me then.
Listen, ma'am, I think they've killed Mohsen.
What? Excuse me, ma'am. Have they brought in a patient by the name of Mohsen Karimi?
He's in the ICU. They're doing everything they can.
And how is he?
You have to wait till the doctor comes.
Hello? Saeed, hello. Where are you?
Yes.
Listen carefully. Whatever you want to do, now is the time for it.
If you hear any news, please be sure and let us know about it, okay?
Yes, of course.
Goodbye
Thank
to you,
you,
sir.
Thank you.
Goodbye, man.
Goodbye.
Thank you very much.
Listen, I just wanted to mention something.
Hello.
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 How's my father doing?
We're waiting for the doctor to come out. Where have you been all this time?
Well, me and Sasan went to go find Mehran.
What's happened to Mehran?
He's run off.
I thought we agreed you wouldn't do anything without talking to me. The doctor. Excuse me. Hello, doctor.
Hello there.
This man is his brother.
How is he?
The impact of the blow injured the vertebra of the neck. And because of the shrapnel in his neck, it's risky to operate.
What are you talking about? What risks?
I'm afraid it's possible he'll be left paralyzed from the neck down. I'm surprised he's been able to live with the shrapnel all these years.
So you haven't operated yet because of the shrapnel?
He must have suffered a lot of pain throughout the years.
Doctor, is it possible not to operate on him?
No. We really have to operate on him. There's no other option.
Oh, hello, Beta.
Hello, how are you?
How are you?
Where is Layla?
Layla's gone to the hospital.
Why the hospital?
Haven't you heard?
What's happened?
They beat up Mohsen to within an inch of his life.
You mean everyone's at the hospital?
They want to operate on him.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Are you okay?
Darling.
This is for you.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. You shouldn't
have. Come on.
Have.
You're welcome. I hope it fits. If it doesn't, I said we'll go and change it.
Thank you very much.
What's all this Yavar was saying?
Come upstairs with me. I'll tell you.
Hello.
Hello there, brother.
The time has come to take that shrapnel out at last, God willing.
You always did say it was a Medal of Honor.
Now I say spoils of war. They have to take it out now so everyone can see what you've been hiding, my hero brother.
I've always put you to trouble, brother. Now I want to put my mind to rest.
Whatever you want, my brother.
The kids. Take care of them if I don't make it out alive.
You must not say that, or even think anything like that. They want you. Do you really think that you can go now and leave them all on their own?
Since Mariam died, I haven't been a good father to them.
That's enough, Mosen. There's no time for this. So go and come back quickly, my brother. Agreed?
Brother, tell the kids to come inside. Hello, son. Hello. Vahid, you weren't supposed to cry anymore.
I never really knew you, father. I'm so sorry. So very sorry.
Saeed, son, take care of your brother for me, okay? Promise me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stay seated, my son. I hope God hears your prayers.
Thank you. If something should happen to my father, Uncle, I...
You know, Saeed, God listens to children's prayers.
All these years, me and my father lived alongside of each other, like two strangers. I never actually knew my father, Uncle.
I'm happy that you do now. Thank God you didn't make a big mistake, Saeed.
Please pray for my father, Uncle.
God willing, he'll get better. Saeed, you must believe in your prayers. Sometimes, we just say them absent-mindedly, and even then, when you least expect it, they do come to your rescue. You must believe in it.
Thanks a lot, Bita. It's lovely.
You're most welcome. Please don't mention it. Hey, do you maybe want to go for a walk?
No, thank you. I don't go out of the house much.
Come on, the child needs to get out of the house. There's a really nice park nearby. We'll have a quick walk around and come back soon. I promise. What? What are you worried about?
Let me give my mother a ring.
Are you mad? Why do you want to worry her?
Okay, then. I'll go and get ready.
Hello, hi, Layla.
Vito, what are you doing there?
Sorry for coming without telling you. I got a little present for Hasti. I came to give it to her.
So where is Saba?
Saba's in her room.
Yavar?
Yavar's downstairs. Do you want me to call him?
Don't worry. I'm here. I'm looking after Saba and Hasti.
Thank you very much.
Vito, my dear, I think of you as my own daughter.
Thank you very much. I am nothing compared to your daughter.
Please don't say that.
We all care for you.
Today, Reza went and gave the money to the plaintiff.
I think now there's
no reason for any more mistakes.
Thank you so much, Layla. I'm really indebted to you. I don't know how I can ever thank you.
No need for that. So I don't have to worry about Saba and Hasti, no? Bita, dear?
Of course you don't have to worry about them. While I'm here, nothing will happen to them. You take care of yourself. Goodbye. What is it? Why do you keep calling?
What are you doing in there?
You have frightened her so much, she doesn't even dare to set foot outside the door.
That's what you got the money for, to give her the courage and bring her out.
Hang on a minute. Saba, I'll wait downstairs for you, okay?
Look here, Mr. Gudaz. Are you gonna give me my money or not? This is such a mess. I swear, if I see you with the back of my hand... Hang on, I'll call you back. Goodbye. Where is it?
What? She'll get ready and I'll bring her, all right? But I don't think she'll give the child to me to hold. You'll have to grab her from her mother. I'll only bring them to the door. And so no one suspects me, I'll have to scream and shout with everyone else. And if you don't make it quick, I'll be forced to try and rescue the kid with the others. Got it? Goodbye.
Shall we go?
Let's go, love. Do you want me to hold her?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
As you wish.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Just a minute, ma'am.
Hey, why were you hiding, Yavar?
Thank God I was back there. I heard Bita talking just now.
What do you mean? That's not nice.
Ma'am, believe me, I was back here and I heard her talking on the phone. They said you go out the door and someone's gonna kidnap the child.
What's all this nonsense, Yavar? What are you talking
about? What rubbish, ma'am? I swear on Goldbahar's life, it's the truth. There's someone waiting in the street. The moment you step outside, they're gonna kidnap the child.
What's all this?
Ma'am, give me the child. Please, give me the child. Go and see if there's anyone you recognize outside. Give me the kid.
Saba.
Come here, baby. Come on.
Saba.
Looks like I messed up your plans, didn't I?
darling. My darling. The girl's a liar. She's scum.
Who was it, man? Did you recognize them?
Yes. It was Mehran.
That lowlife thug.
Where did she go?
Oh.
Bita.
Yeah.
What?
Where the hell are you?
You mind your tongue.
You give me a proper answer. Why did Saba come out alone?
Because she realized you were outside waiting for the kid.
She had a premonition, I suppose.
No, while I was talking to you, Yavar heard me.
You deliberately spoke in front of Yavar so he'd hear everything.
Do you think I'm mad?
No, you think you're really crafty.
I am really crafty, but I thought I was alone when I was talking to you, and Yavar was hiding under the desk.
Please, pull the other one.
Didn't anyone ever tell you how to talk like an adult?
Okay, I believe you.
Bring me my money.
What money?
Bring me the 20 million.
With the mess you've caused, I've got to get out of here quick.
Oh yeah, right. Said they're taking you in over the checks and promissory notes. If I were you, I wouldn't wait for the 20 million. That's nothing in comparison to the proceeds of your other scams.
You're really playing with fire, you know. Do you remember what I told you? Don't even consider pulling one over on me, that we're one of a kind?
Well, since we are one of a kind, listen to this. I put myself at risk for you. This 20 million is payment for the risk I took. Also, it's compensation for not being able to have anything more to do with Layla Said and his family.
I'll be a fugitive from now on.
As for the 40 million I was supposed to get after the job, that's your compensation for not getting your kid back. I'm not coming after the 40 million, and you mustn't ring me. Because I just won't answer you anymore. Goodbye.
Piece of trash.
How could she have been prepared to do that? She knew that her dad's blood money had been paid. Yavar saved us. If he hadn't...
Don't mention it. It was nothing. It's all because of this pen. I mean, it was God's will that I dropped the pen.
We have to file a complaint against Bita, both her and Mehran, for attempting to kidnap Hasti. It's Said. Hello, Said. What's happened?
Well, you tell me what happened. Why did you leave all of a sudden? We're all worried about you.
I'll tell you, but...
First, tell me how the operation went.
Thank merciful God. My dad's in the clear. He's okay. The operation's over and we're waiting for him to come around now.
Oh, thank God.
Will you tell me what's been going on there now? Hello?
Are you too ashamed to speak?
Your voice turns my stomach, so don't say anything. I just wanted to say you're really loathsome.
I feel sorry for myself for ever believing such a tramp like you. You really are sick.
Okay, then. Hello, can I help you?
Hello, miss.
Hello to you.
Is this the Zara'i residence?
Yes, of course.
Yes, excuse me. My name is Latifi. I just got out of prison today, and I have a parcel and a message from Mr. Rahimi, which he has specifically asked me to bring to you.
Thank you. It's very kind of you. Do you have our address?
Yes.
I got it from Mr. Rahimi, but I wanted to see if anyone was at home so I could bring it to you. Would that be all right?
Yes, please do. God bless.
They're bringing him.
I can't believe it, brother.
Tell us, Doctor, how was the operation?
Thank God, he's out of danger now.
Thank God.
Farhad. Hello.
Hi, hello. How is he?
Thank God, he's out of danger now.
Nagme, I'm on my way. I'll be there soon.
I'll be very glad to see you.
Just bring the 20 million with you when you come.
What are you doing there, you animal?
Shut it.
I've dropped in on your cousin to ask about you and to see if she's heard from you at all lately.
Give the phone to Nagme.
Oh, she can't talk. Her hands and feet are tied. Her mouth is gagged.
She could choke. She's suffocating.
Now look, if you don't hurry up, there's a chance she might not make it at all.
Trash. Hello, how are you, sir?
Hello, how are you?
Thank you very much. Sorry, I want to ask something of you.
No problem. What is it?
My brother, my older brother, is upstairs with my cousin right now.
That man was your brother?
Yes. But mostly, I wish he wasn't my brother.
Why is that?
You see, he's very wild. He bothers me and my cousin. He wants money off of us. He's a drug addict, you see.
Oh, dear.
Now he's got my cousin imprisoned up there and says until I give him money, he won't let her go.
That's strange. When he came, I called your cousin myself. She said he could come up. So, of course, I let him go up.
Maybe she was embarrassed. You know, my brother is off his rocker. Maybe she thought he'd kick up a fuss and make trouble for you. How was she to know he'd go and tie her hands and feet up and keep her there?
He's tied up her hands and feet?
Yes, and he won't untie her until I give him the money.
So we should call 110.
No, I don't think so. Why do that and bring the police here when we can sort it out ourselves, sir?
You just said he's an addict and dangerous.
He is an addict, but not dangerous. He bullies us because we're women and we're weaker than him, but if he sees a couple of men, he'll give up and leave.
You should contact the police for this kind of thing. It would be far better if they came, Miss Rahimi.
I wish he was my only problem. If you call the police and they come and throw him in prison, my mom will die and she'll never forgive me.
So what do you think we should do about it?
I think if you could help me gather a couple of the neighbors together, he'll get scared at the sight of them and make a run for it.
It's dangerous, miss.
Really, there's no danger. I know my brother. He's an addict, a coward. When he sees you, he'll run off.
Your cousin is convinced that she's a very clever girl, isn't she? She's let on a few of those spoiled brats and thinks all men are morons. No. This time she's gone too far. And you need to stop moving. She'll be here in a minute with my 20 million, and I'll slap her around a bit and get going. And even beyond the 20 million, boy does that girl try her luck. I don't want her to go bragging, telling everyone she got one over on Mehran.
Hello, brother. Don't worry, they wanted to call the police. I said not to, because my mom will die of a broken heart if her son goes to prison. You see, if the police turn up, it'll be bad for both of us, especially you.
Son, why are you doing this to yourself? Look at what these drugs are doing to all you youngsters.
Oh, don't you worry about it. I promise I won't give him any more money to set on fire. Not me, not Nagme. Brother, don't hang around. They will call the police, you know.
I am never going to allow you to have the last word, Bita. Wherever you go in this world, I will be coming after you.
Look after yourself. Thanks ever so much, sir. You've been very helpful. But could you please follow him to make sure he leaves the building? You see, he's a bit agitated. I'm worried he might cause a commotion.
Damn you, Bita. What kind of life have you made for me? I was so scared of him.
Okay, well, stop being so childish. It's all over.
What do you mean, over? Mehran said he gave you 20 million to kidnap Layla's grandchild. Is he telling the truth, Bita?
First, Layla's grandchild is that man's child, too. Second, I got the 20 million, but I didn't kidnap the child. Here, undo your feet. And you say men are not stupid. If he had looked, he'd have found this and wouldn't have to play this game.
Tell me, why did you have to do such a thing? Why would you take money from him? What on earth have you been up to all this time?
Oh, stop it. You keep saying the same thing. I said I didn't kidnap a child.
You shouldn't have arranged it at all either. Or taking money from a crook, idiot.
Watch your mouth. Don't talk to me like that.
My God, Bita. What a skank you've become. It's like I don't know you. You're a stranger to me. How far are you going to go with all of this, girl?
If you really want to know, I will tell you then. I've got Dad's blood money. Haji Reza, Haji Mohsen, and a bunch of other God-fearing people got the money together. Any day now, Dad will be released. With this 20 million, I'll get a flat and be free from you, my dad, and Beru's the lout. I got this 20 million as easy as that off a man who thought he was really crafty. I can earn a lot more than this from all the men who think they're so smart. And I especially don't need any advice from you or the likes of you.
No, you don't need it. Advice won't do you any good at this case.
No, I don't need it. I did what I did for my dad's sake until now, but from now on, I work to make my dreams come true. Up until now, I wanted to take revenge on men like the one my father killed, but from now on, I just want to take revenge on men like Said.
Oh. The world has been turned upside down. Instead of Said getting revenge from you, you're getting it from him. Just listen to yourself.
Yeah, I know that. Do you know why I know? Because I begged him. I cried myself sick. I told him I'd repented, but he didn't take me back.
Yeah, you are really sorry. You'll never change. Look at the money in your hand and then talk about repentance.
Listen up. I only took this job after Said rejected me, and you know what? I did it so I could get back at him.
Listen to yourself. You sound ridiculous. You said you're planning to go on being promiscuous to get your own back and to make your dreams come true. And also to get back at men like Said, hmm?
That's right. I'll drive them all into the ground, good and bad, the guilty and the innocent. I'll ruin their lives. I'll make sure the name Bita will be engraved in their memory.
For people like you, there's always an excuse to justify their unacceptable behavior. One day your excuse is collecting money for getting your debt released. One day it's to get revenge from men who wants to take advantage of you. Then to punish men who dare to even reject you. But all of them are excuses, Bita. The only reason you open those car doors and get in is to get what you want, to make a fast buck. Do you understand? Think deeply about what I've said, Bita. Listen to your conscience. If there's anything left of it, you'll never put your foot in one of those cars.
Mr. Mehran Rajavian? I'm placing you under arrest for the crimes of kidnapping and for check fraud. Out of the car, officer.
All right, sir.
You're most welcome.
You're
really
thank
beautiful.
You for
lucky
your
kindness.
Lucky to see you.
Mm-hmm.
Haji Reza, hello.
Well, hello, Asghar.
So and what should I do with
stand
the sheep?
At the door until the bride and groom arrive. Go on.
Very well. Okay, come on.
Make
you.
It work.
Let's go.
Ah, my brother. Have some fruit.
Thanks a lot. Welcome, please.
Tell me, do you think if I offer jobs to these guys, they'll accept them?
Which guys?
Farhad, Sasan, and Said. I want to expand the factory. Who better than them?
Well, that sounds fantastic. Do what you think is best, brother.
Uncle, I'm looking for just the right opportunity to talk to my father.
About what?
About myself, my mistakes, about me being obstinate, stubborn, to get him to forgive me a little. I know it might not be possible, but I have to try my best. I just have to try.
You can repay him for a lot of your mistakes. Some mistakes can be the last mistake a person makes.
Why did she fall for Mehran's scams?
I wish she'd have trusted me and you. We did tell her that we'd satisfy the plaintiff somehow.
She's just so stubborn.
Said, these sort of relationships never turn out well. Young, headstrong people enter into such relationships without their parents knowing or permission. But sooner or later, they have to put up with the misery and trouble that follows. How trustworthy are the boys and girls who don't stay within their boundaries and don't even believe in self-control? How can someone find their partner wandering in the streets and become attached to them?
Hurry up. Come on. Hurry up quickly.
همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیمو میگیری دعا کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میزار دلتنگی مگه گریه همون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه برگردی به این خونه میشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیک تر میشه تو رو دست خودش داد.